Potential. Everyone always used to tell me, you have so much potential. Growing up, I was so unsure of myself. I didn't even know what they saw. Hitting my 20s, I did start to believe it more. Not day to day, but here and there. Enough for me to start seeing it. Potential. I put a giant question mark on that now that I am 30 and have lost almost everything. I have made some gains back in a matter of a few months, which is great and a blessing. Skipping back to a few months ago, I lost my kids, my home, my dignity, my sister, and myself, let alone all my papers from my entire life and my kids. I lost everything over a man. Using those words would be kind. A monster, to be exact. This monster was perfect at first. How you would picture a real gentleman. It was all a disguise. It was such a vulnerable state in my life that I was too blinded by his charm to see otherwise. Slowly, control turned to hurtful words, manipulation, that made me believe I was in the wrong. My esteem was lowered. Lowering myself then turned to the acceptance of physical abuse. Every time he put his hands on me, I always said I would leave him. But he would apologize and sit there with tearful eyes like he was so sorry. And that he himself couldn't even understand that he had hurt me. I kept trying to see the light, but there was none. I was convincing myself of a lie, that he didn't mean it and he really did love me. He would buy me things to make up for it and spend almost all his money on my kids and me. He used his money to make me feel secure. He tricked my emotions. I knew it was wrong in the back of my head. Obviously, with any bad thing comes consequences. Social workers, DYP, the worst. From there, the chain of events unfolded. My kids were taken. My heart beating faster and faster as I watched these women take my children. I was yelling to my children on the street, "Don't worry, Mommy will get you back. Be strong for Mommy," is all I could keep screaming out to my son as he kept his head turned to me while their figures got smaller and smaller down the street. Tears. My face felt so hot with the warm tears that kept dripping down. Run. I ran to see a comforting face, the only face I knew that would not judge me, my sister. She lived just blocks down. I could not believe what had just happened. Once I got to her place, I fell to the ground crying, screaming in pain, like someone had stabbed me with a knife through my heart. She came and helped me up and hugged me while I was sobbing and trying to say a word with every breath I could take. Potential. I put a giant question mark on that. While I'm writing this and looking at a room that is not mine, an empty crib while I wait in agony for my daughter back. My son sleeping in his bed with sheets that are not his. One room for three in a house that is not ours.